This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook made some news today in pretty much the same way Facebook always makes news, by announcing a tweak or a tuck to this feature or that. In this case, a tweak to the algorithm that rules its news feed, that scrolling list of posts you see when you log on. In short, family and friends go to the top of the list, news and non-user-generated content, that is, brands and publishers, that is, furthermore, the New York Times and BuzzFeed and us, get bumped down. As we usually do when this kind of thing happens, we got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. Question number one has got to be, why is Facebook doing this?
Isn't that always the question?
Well, yeah, kind of is.
Why? Why? Well, and the answer is the same as it always is. And that answer is to make you and me and every other user of Facebook want to spend more time on Facebook. It's to make the news feed more interesting. It's to address the kind of ongoing complaint that people are feeling a little bit bored by their news feeds. They aren't sharing as much personal information as they used to. There's empirical data to support that. It's down about 21%, in fact, from last year, just the amount of personal posts that people put up. And they're trying to improve that ratio because that's the stuff that people find interesting. And as part of doing that, they're going to bury some of the links to news articles, maybe some of the quizzes, maybe some of the videos, so that it can be more about you and your friends and the gossip that we all know we're actually there for in the first place.
Okay, but, or I suppose I could say, however, comma, didn't Facebook or haven't they in the past couple of years gone all in on their publishers, right? Instant articles, live videos. They are paying other content providers to provide videos for them, for crying out loud.
They are. And in response, those publishers have, in some cases, gone all in on Facebook as a distribution source. It reminds me of the story about the scientific experiment where researchers fed rats at totally intermittent random times. They would reward them when the rats had no idea it was coming, and eventually the rats went insane. That's what publishers and marketers have to be feeling about Facebook, because there is no stable ground.
All right, so
the only thing that Facebook can say to them in response is, look, trust us, we're going to keep people on the site longer. And if you make good content, those users are going to share it and they're still going to see it.
Here's the expectations question, I guess, then now. What do we as users, how should we think of Facebook? Is it a news organization or a news site because so many people get their actual news from Facebook now? Or is it, you know, cute bunny rabbits and kids that I went to elementary school with?
I think what Facebook is hoping, and the thing they keep doing with the news feed, is that what you see on Facebook is exactly what you will want to see. If it's a news site for you, it will continue to be a news site because that's the stuff you'll respond to. That's the stuff you'll see when your friends post, because your friends are probably into news too. If you want it to be about cute bunnies and who gained weight since high school, it will be that. And that's their entire goal.
And the end result of all this is that we stay on it longer. Our data becomes more useful to them. Advertisers can capitalize on that. And then Facebook makes more money because it's a company.
Yeah, it's really simple. The longer you spend on Facebook, the more money Facebook makes. And everything they do is in service of that goal.
All right. Go look up Molly Wood's Facebook page or my Facebook page or the Marketplace Facebook page. You know where to find it. Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure.